Jet 2. The airline has now moved another flight away from Belfast International Airport due to concerns about the safety of a runway which is currently being resurfaced. Tomorrow's flight to Tenerife will now depart from City of Derry Airport instead. And yesterday, Jet 2 moved its Leeds Bradford service to the George Best Belfast City Airport. Deborah Harris is Public Relations Manager with Belfast International Airport. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
This is a bit of a worry, really.
Well, it is a concern. I mean, I have to say that airports will never compromise on safety. Safety is at the heart of what we do, and we really are at a loss to understand the issues with Jet 2. However, we are committed to working with them, and we are currently working with them to understand exactly what has happened. I do have to say the airport is fully open and operational. We had over 100 flights yesterday, and we've had over 30 flights take off this morning. And this issue is directed at one specific Jet 2 aircraft. No other aircraft involving Jet 2 or indeed any other airline has reported any issues. So certainly it is something that we really need to address with Jet 2, and we are currently working with them. It is obviously an inconvenience to passengers, and we do apologise for that. But we do need to say if you are booked with Jet 2, you need to contact them directly.
What are other airlines saying to you? Because surely it looks like if one's gone, albeit possibly temporarily, surely the rest would follow if it's such a big safety issue.
Well, I think that really is the crux of the matter. I mean, EasyJet are the Northern Ireland's largest airline, but they carry over 50% of passengers in and out of Northern Ireland, and they. Obviously, safety is a priority for them also, and they basically said they have no plans to cease flying from Belfast International Airport. The safety of their passengers is their highest priority, and they have had no issues with our runway, the resurfacing of our runway, or indeed any operations at the international airport. So this is very much focused on Jet 2, and again, one specific aircraft that has had some issues. And we are working with them this morning to try and understand those issues and try and really to get to the bottom of this. But certainly, safety will never be compromised at any airport. It's never taken for granted. It's non-negotiable, and it has to be the main priority. So we certainly want to bring this to a quick conclusion. But for anyone who isn't travelling with Jet 2, basically all other flights are operating as normal. I mean, we've had Thomas Cook flights this morning go to Tenerife. We've had all our normal flights operating as normal. We have United Airlines who fly to New York. United are the world's largest airline, and they have reported no issues. So I cannot emphasise enough that the safety is an issue. Is always going to be our top priority, and we really do need to get to the bottom of this with Jet 2 and try and bring this to a conclusion.
You mentioned EasyJet there, Deborah, and they've issued a statement, and they've said that the resurfacing work has caused no issues for their flights, and they have no plans to cease flying from Belfast International Airport. And they go on to say that the safety of passengers and crew is their highest priority. If you could just give us an idea of how many Jet 2 flights actually leave Belfast International Airport every week?
We probably on a weekly basis, we have probably two or three flights a day with Jet 2. Certainly they become more busier as we reach the summer season, which we're in at the minute, so we obviously have Tenerife flights and things. So they have two or three flights a day, whereas EasyJet would probably have upwards of 90 flights a day. So obviously we do need to work with Jet 2 to understand really what this issue is. And, you know, we are undertaking a runway resurfacing project. It's a huge project, and it started in March, and the runway resurface happens in the evening when, obviously, we're a 24/7 airport, so we don't close. But we do the runway resurfacing work in the evening when there's less flights, and we have a second runway that we can use for that. It's done at this time of the year because normally the weather is better. Obviously, we've had horrific weather over the last 3 weeks, so we've had to...
Has that affected it, Deborah?
Well, it has affected the runway resurface, and that we haven't really been able to do any resurfacing work because the temperatures have to be right, and the temperatures haven't been right. But certainly just because there's been no resurfacing work done on the runway, the runway is still fully operational. Anytime there is work done on the runway at night, it's obviously put back to full service. It's fully swept and cleared to ensure that the runway goes back to full service during daytime hours when obviously the flights are busier. So we are confident that the runway resurface and the runway is not the issue here, and it's not connected to this. But we just really need to understand with Jet 2 what exactly their issues are. And as I say, we're working with them this morning. I do understand that passengers will be concerned if anyone is booked this week. Currently, their Leeds Bradford flights are using Belfast City Airport. Their Tenerife flight this morning is going to City of Derry Airport. And I guess they will obviously make some statement today as to what will happen the other flights. So the best advice to passengers is to really contact them, because Jet2 will obviously have the most up-to-date information. And we do apologise to passengers, because we understand, you know, it is an inconvenience. And, you know, we're coming into our busy season, but I do need to emphasise that safety will not be compromised at this airport, and we are committed to getting to the bottom of this.
Let's talk to Doreen McKenzie from ABTA. Deborah said there that passengers really should go direct to the airline. Is that the advice you would give as well?
Yes, I would say, Lisa, that any passenger who is travelling in the next couple of days, hopefully now they'll have confidence that there is no need to worry about flying. Deborah has laid out this, the situation very clearly. So if they have booked through a travel agent, go to the travel agent, or indeed the travel agent will probably be in touch with them, letting them know what alternative arrangements have been made. Or if they've booked it online, go to the Jet2 website and watch and wait and see what the next alternatives would be for international flights.
It does seem to be that the airline is making alternative arrangements. Flights so far haven't been cancelled or anything like that, Doreen.
Well, yes, they would have to. If they're making a statement saying they're unhappy with the airport for whatever reason they're at the moment, they have to carry it through, really, don't they, to actually make alternatives. But it just seems a bit unprofessional to sort of do it so last minute and so sudden. But that's the way the aviation industry is. People react very quickly to things, and hopefully we'll get this resolved without too much more inconvenience to the travellers, because it'll really do damage in the long term to the carrier.
Have you ever heard of anything like this happening before, Doreen?
Oh, as you know, Lisa, I've been in the industry a long time, so this is not a new event. Yes, it does happen. Different suppliers can fall out for whatever reason, and you know, nobody will ever get to the bottom of it. Whenever they use the word safety, that everybody gets everybody's ears up. Unfortunately, I think in this occasion it's maybe a little bit out of context, because the Northern Ireland largest carrier is actually coming out and publicly saying that they're quite happy and hundreds of flights are going and there's no problem with the airport. And I'm quite convinced and happy in my own mind that there isn't a problem with the airport. So I don't really know what, until all the investigations are going on to find out exactly what's behind it. We may never know what's behind it, but we just hope, from the point of view from the industry, that we get the travelling public confident in their product and out there from the airports that they want to depart from.
Okay, Doreen McKenzie, Deborah Harris, thank you both very much indeed.